You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
So fizzy.
Goodness me, there's a lot of fizz on that intro. Yeah. Welcome to the BFM studio, Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand, and also the maker of Victor Gin.
Yeah, thanks. Great to see you again as well.
Yeah, nice to see you, mate. Nice to see you. Nice to see you, Vince, here.
Good to see the gin. Yeah.
Just came out of a four-hour meeting, I hear.
Yes, yes, very effective.
Productive.
Got to the end. We've booked in another one to resolve. Also heard Dido today, so things have been really good today.
Well,
looking forward to
play
something.
Do you know what? I get Beth Orton and Dido confused. It turns out.
Right.
One's more like early 2000s, the other's more like mid-90s.
I feel one would take great offence at the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, who would win in a fist fight? Beth Orton, of course.
I don't know. I think a gin and tonic would sort things
out. Yes, totally. Just put those fists down, ladies, and relax.
Yeah, sure. We'll make a nice gin and tonic.
Okay, Matt, should we tell the truth? Why Cocktail Corner is running a bit late?
Yeah, Cocktail Corner is late because I
forgot the tonic.
Rushed and forgot the tonic. And then Shadows, big shout out to them, gave me a bottle of tonic. So, thank you very much for saving the day there. What I did was I brought a whole lot of garnishes and some Angostura bitters in and intended to bring tonic. Because this one is on pimping up your G&T. I'm sort of conscious with Cocktail Corner that we've done loads of cocktails over the years, and does anyone actually make them? Where I try and sort of come up with something that people might do at home that sort of helps them out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like most people do drink gin and tonic. So what would you do that's different? And what will we do if we're at a gin festival? Like how would we make it really good? And so we've got three gins. Original, which is juniper, lemongrass, lemon zest, cardamom, coriander, and then we've got renamed lime leaf, formerly kaffir lime.
You can say, is it muckroot?
Muckroot, yeah. Mm-hmm. We changed the name because there are those people that think that it's a South African slur, which it's the name of lime from Southeast Asian lime. It's not related to the Southeast Asian slur,
but some
people believe that it is, and of course we don't really. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Let's dodge it.
I don't need another email.
We just have a lime leaf.
That's the thing. Yeah, but the problem is when you say Makrut, people don't know what that is, and so then it comes with the conversation of we had to change the name. However, it's amazing flavour, and so that's why we use it. So that's what we got.
It's bold. Bold flavour.
It's amazing flavour. I love it. So we shouldn't stop using it because we have this conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So anyway, for garnishes, we have got lemongrass, we've got mint, we've got lime, we've got pineapple, we've got orange, we've got mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any lemon. So you could use all of those things. And then the original pink gin cocktail, the reason how pink gin came about, pink gin cocktail, is simply bitters, or any bitters, but Angostura bitters, which you put into the glass and then you swill it around to coat the inside of the glass with the bitters, and then you put the gin in the tonic and it makes it pink. That's what pink gin is. So what we're going to do is we're going to make three gin and tonics with the different garnishes and try them. Essentially, we've got the same ingredients, but we've just done a slight twist, which kind of makes it look good and kind of just makes more of an occasion.
A question about the bitters. I feel like, you know, I came back here after 6 years and I feel I've seen the same bitters in the fridge from, you know, previous Cocktail Corners. How long does a bottle of bitters like that, you know? Is there only one, like, kind of solid brand in New Zealand? I feel they all kind of look along that kind of, model of bitters that we have there. How long will that last in the average fridge?
This is 44.7%, Vince.
Alcohol?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's got good shelf life in the BFM fridge.
Should last indefinitely.
It smells so good. God damn it.
Mm. What are in bitters? Not to take the...
Alcohol?
Not to take the highlight off the gin here, this beautiful Victor gin.
So we put bitters in and we've run it around the glass for one of them. The other two we've put ice in and we're adding the gin.
Mm.
Then for the lime leaf gin, what I like to do is garnish it with orange rather than lemon. And I dip the orange in some salt. And the savory of the salt, I just dip the corner of the orange in mm-hmm. and put that in. Works really well with the lime leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to go one with wedge of pineapple and mint. And then I'm going
to
go...
Vince, is there one of these that you're particularly looking forward to? If you were going to... Would you go an orange? Would you go pineapple? Orange and mint? Oh, orange and lime leaf.
I guess the lime is the more classic version.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should be bold. What are you going for?
I'm not sure yet. I'm a fan potentially of this one with the bitters and the lime in it.
How do you get the most out of a pineapple?
What I do is I slice off, you know, a round and then cut that into skinny wedges. So it's a really pointy long wedge and put it in there. So we put the bitters in at the beginning for one of them to coat the outside, and then you get an even orangey hue. But you can also put the bitters in the top, and then you get more bitters on the nose. And you get a gradation of tone, good art school term there, through the glass, which I think is
a gradation of tone,
yeah, which I really like. And then you're getting the bitters sort of in the nose. So should we try? Which one do you like?
Look, I'll go last. Question about the lime leaf. Do you have to crush that in any manner? Can you potentially get a bit more out of it by doing a couple of slices through with a knife?
Thanks for asking. Great question.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah. So what you can do is you can roll it up like you're rolling a cigar or something.
I never would have guessed rolling a lime leaf.
Yeah, and it really smells that.
Oh, wow.
Really,
you can smell the
it.
Lime.
Yeah. Now, the lime leaf gin that I've got is actually quite strong in the lime leaf, so you have to sort of judge your audience there because that can get too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that one.
Someone said via the text machine, what about watermelon juice?
I would put that in the same category as the pineapple. You know, it's not something that you immediately think of as juicy along the same lines of you know, a lime or an
orange.
That'd
be amazing with gin. The focus of this one here right now was just simple gin and tonic, but then just upping it, like you've got someone coming over.
Hang on a second, what's the stick?
That's lemongrass.
Lemongrass.
Yeah. It's one of the ingredients here.
As someone has also said, I like to garnish my weed with tobacco. So, yeah, I guess that's
classic
kind of
spliff, I would say. Well, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
What a day to erasing the dido.
To 4-hour meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is delicious.
Thanks.
Holy smokes.
The bitters is good. And it kind of turns it from a gin and tonic, which isn't really a cocktail, but you add the bitters and it kind of makes it a cocktail now. So.
Finally, someone is... up here making some nice cocktails. I was making them for a while, but mostly my cocktails were chi.
Matt's been here for the past couple of weeks, mate. I know you haven't.
Yep, it's very true.
Very good. Amazing how you can take something so simple, chuck in a couple of bits of fruit, some nice, a couple of dashes of bitters.
Yeah.
And look how different it is.
I don't know, what does lemongrass look like at the supermarket if I was going to go buy it?
Like that, but longer.
Yeah, it's like this, but a big long stem.
It's not a stick, Johnny.
45 centimetres long or something.
It's not a twig or anything.
It's kind of like a small leek.
To be honest, they're disappointingly expensive, and same with the lime leaf, actually. Because I buy them commercially, which I buy them in like 20 kilo amounts.
Yep.
And then you go like, oh, what? The leaves are like a dollar each. Oh, what?
Wow.
So I'd encourage people to get a tree, actually. It's a beautiful leaf.
Easy to grow?
I assume. A friend of mine's got a tree, which I sometimes raid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there we go.
All right. Well,
three different gin and tonics.
Matt Thompson, delicious. Glengarry's, best location for...
consistent, yeah, because they should have us in every shop. But anywhere where you buy a nice bottle of wine or gin, you know, should have us.
Mm-hmm. Victor Gin and Thompson Whiskey, New Zealand.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Legend.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.